Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Ferrous Q2 FY22 post-results earnings call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Inba, and good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking the time out to attend the second quarter results call of Kirloskar Ferrous. We have the senior management of Kirloskar Ferrous with us, the MD, Mr. Gumasti, and the CFO, Mr. Srivastava, as well. So, you know, I would like to hand over the call now to Mr. Gumasti for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gumasti, we are unable to hear you. Mr. Gumasti?
Yeah, is it okay now?
Yes, now. Yes, sir, we can hear you now. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Pallav. Let me welcome everyone for this quarterly result call of Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited. And let me start with the key highlights of the last quarter results. I think the total sales turnover for the quarter is at 958 crores against last year's second quarter, 486 crores, an increase of 97%, which is because of increased production and sales of castings, as well as increased production and sales of pig iron. And pig iron additional quantity coming from Hiriyur also helped us increasing the total sales at the company level. During this quarter, with the increased volumes, in spite of coal prices going up and iron ore prices remaining quite high during the quarter, we could still manage to bring out very good bottom line results. And we have PBT at 161 crores against 186 crores last quarter. The difference mainly coming out of the increased coal prices, though we have not yet gone to the fully increased coal prices. The EBITDA level at 187 crores for the quarter against 230, and against 213 of quarter one, and 110 crores of quarter one last year. So we have definitely moved ahead substantially and remained at a higher level of EBITDA performance. This was basically coming out of, as I mentioned, increased pig iron sales. If you look at quarter two this year, the production of pig iron was 148,000 tons, and sale was 139,326 tons, which is 71% higher than the last year's second quarter. So with respect to castings, compared to 24,388 tons last year's second quarter, this year is 30,107 metric tons, which is a growth of 23%. And we have also grown sequentially compared to last quarter. We are at last quarter was 27,282. This quarter, we have gone to 30,107 metric tons. So we had the overall progress both in pig iron and foundry. The pig iron sales improved from 252 crores to 597 crores, casting from 220 to 333 crores. The figure and sales realization went from 30,978 rupees per metric ton to 42,880 rupees per metric ton, which is a 38.4% improvement. Also in the casting, the variable cost or the material cost increase has been passed on to the customer on quarter-to-quarter price escalation mechanism-wise. The sales realization, including the value of machining, stands at 110,600 rupees per metric ton against 91,000 rupees per metric ton last year this quarter. All other parameters in terms of receivables, in terms of inventory, we remain healthy and CapExes are going on as per schedule. We capitalized 77 crores, but we have spent close to 200 crores in the first six months of this year. We continue to progress on all the planned CapExes. Since the plant at Hiriyur is commissioned, just commissioned, and utilization likely to start shortly, and that can reduce our cost of iron ore because we will replace close to 80% from lump to fines. Also it will bring down the coke consumption substantially and improve the productivity. We expect to get another 3,000 PKRN per month extra from Hiriyur plant with the commissioning of the sinter plant. MDF-2 upgradation, we are getting it ready, and we expect to take up the blast from MDF-2 upgradation in the fourth quarter of this year, January, February, March. Pulverized coal injection project has also been started, which will get commissioned in the second quarter next year. Line 2, second foundry in Solapur, high pressure molding line, project has started, and we expect to commission that end June 2022. The ballast stock for MDF-1, we plan to replace it in quarter one, 2022-23, which also gives a small benefit on saving the coke consumption. Coke oven phase 2 with power plant, again, 20 MW power plant. We have already started the project, and we expect it will get commissioned by second quarter next year. In all the projects which are with the total budgeting of 750 crores are in progress, and we expect to spend about 350 crores-400 crores in this financial year, and the balance will come up for expenditure in the next year. Overall, I think we are in line with our vision to grow as per plan in the coming quarters and coming years. Whereas demand for casting continues to be good as on date, and also demand for PKRN is quite good. We are not seeing a very strong pull for PKRN in casting during this festive season, expecting to improve as we cross the holiday season of Diwali holidays. That's all, a quick update from my side, and now we can open for the question answer.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Govind Lal Gileda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a good set of numbers in tough condition. So basically, my question is in the direction, so I want to understand coal prices phenomenally, they have gone up recently also. So, and concluded quarter, second quarter also, we have got impact on margins because of raw material costs have gone up in terms of percentage in spite of passing up. To some extent, realization also has gone up, but net some impact is there on margin. So now, going forward, whether we have taken all price increases in casting and pig iron, and what is the scenario now, sir, seeing this coal prices? You might have had some old inventory also. So now, how much old inventory we have got further, and now it current prices what we are going to buy in due course we are going to consume. So next 1 or 2 quarters, what kind of margin impact will be there? That is what I want to understand, sir. Basically, thank you very much.
The coal prices have moved substantially starting from July, and as we maybe June, July, and the coal prices currently have stabilized around $400 FOB Australia, $440 CIF India prime coking coal. And the other grades could go up to 275 to $300 CIF. If we book, this is the rate at which the coal is available today in the market. The price increases, which was going continuously, it has slowed down a bit. But the blended price, which could come something like 375 CIF, is definitely very high, and we have not yet peaked that level. And because we had booked some additional quantities, and which can take us very close to the year end, so maybe up to January, February. We have the coal, but they are not at very low prices because they have been booked at various levels of this price increase cycle. And but we still have some advantage compared to the market price of very close to $400. In the meantime, definitely we have been putting our effort to pass on the cost increase to our customers. Some pig iron prices have been increased, but they are definitely not in line with the coal price increases. Currently, as you said, as you can expect, there's some dullness in the market because of extended monsoon, as well as because of the festive season. We will have to see how it opens up after the Diwali holidays, and if market support, we'll have to increase the pig iron prices to retain some reasonable margin in pig iron business.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. So my second question is on the third and
Can you be little louder? I'm unable to hear.
Okay. Now it is fine, sir?
Yeah, it
Hello?
Is fine.
Yeah, so, so now going ahead, second half comparing first half or comparing second quarter, how third and fourth quarter volume will shape up, sir? Can we expect further increase quarter quarter or first half versus second half volume increase in pig iron and casting?
You can expect some volume increase coming with commissioning of this sinter plant in Hiriyur, which could be about 2,500 to 3,000 metric ton per month. This is one volume increase is possible. And casting volume increase depends again on the market conditions, but we are putting our efforts to be the bottleneck and take the capacity utilization to as close to 150,000 metric ton per annum as possible. That is the installed capacity with three pounding lines or three foundries what we have. And currently our run rate is about very close to, you can say, 31,000 per per quarter. That level we are today, and we are trying to increase the output coming quarters as well. One is support of the market, other one is debottlenecking projects in the foundry, including finishing and dispatch of casting to customers. But on the pig iron side, the major increase should come from Hiriyur with sinter plant, and once we complete the MBF2 upgradation in the month of January, February, March, in that quarter we will have a stoppage of blast furnace for 90 days. After that we can expect additional 3,000 metric ton per month from MBF2. So in all, these two projects can give us close to 70,000 metric ton per annum increase in the pig iron output.
Casting, you told, sir, current run rate is 31,000 per quarter.
Casting?
Casting, if I understood right, so you told that 31,000 metric ton is the...
Per quarter, 30,000 to 31,000 per quarter. That is the current run rate. And we have the possibility to go up further in that.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may enter star and one. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, firstly on the casting part, sir, how are the utilization levels, sir? Currently you are telling that there is a off-season because of the festival. So, what is the deliverables from the OEMs which we are catering to in terms of the casting?
Yeah, I just mentioned that against usable capacity of, 37,000 metric ton per quarter, we have reached a level of 30,000 metric ton per quarter. So we have another possibility of 10 to 20% increase in the capacity utilization with the existing molding lines. And we have customer interest, and we are regularly adding the new components of our valuable customers. We are adding new customers. In this last quarter, we added one customer. And also, we are increasing the share of business. And we expect that within next 2-3 quarters, we should be at least able to take the utilization level to by up to 35,000 metric ton per quarter. That is the effort we are putting to increase the capacity utilization in the existing three foundries. We also look forward that second quarter of next year, we will have over a fourth foundry in operation, and that will join the production, and thereby our effort is before that foundry becoming operational, how we can go to at least 90% of  150,000 metric ton as the capacity utilization of the existing three foundries.
Okay. Before hitting that new capacity, we should be there at 90% for the existing one.
At least 90%, and that 10% can be the further continuous improvement.
Okay. Sir, currently, sir, which industries which we are catering at are showing major gains, whether tractors, railways, or the medium commercial vehicles? Where is the demand, major thrust in the demand, and where are the shortfalls? If you could elaborate more. How is market getting shaped up in terms of demand going forward? Because I think the last one year has been all demand-led and pent-up demand. Over that base, what are your clients' expectations are going forward, sir?
No, definitely, the demand has been sluggish on the passenger auto. Not that great and strong because of also because of the semiconductors availability issues, and customers have not been able to fully capitalize on the demand to convert into production and sales. Last seven, 8 months, the all demands, casting demands was led by tractors. Also, there has been a good demand pull and demand increase in commercial auto deemed export. A lot of quantity going into that. Basically, we produce and our customers either make the vehicle and export or make the engine and export, deemed export commercial vehicle sector. Also, there is a demand growth coming from the infrastructures, customers who are in the earth-moving equipments, and also good demand pickup from the stationary or off-highway engine people as well. I would say that it's a combination of all this, which allowed us in the last quarter to load the foundries full. Right now, if you ask me, some sluggishness during this season, and we have to see how it goes after the Diwali holidays.
To conclude, sir, September was the utilization levels were in the vicinity of 85%-90%.
Around 85%-90%, yes. Some more push is possible, and that's what we are doing.
Okay. Sir, lastly, sir, you told about the deemed export part. What portion of our sales in the casting business is direct export, sir?
No, there are casting, means casting exports are happening, but we are not doing the export. Our customers are doing that. They may be OEMs, Indian wings, Indian arms. It is deemed export and not going into the Indian commercial vehicles, but it's going abroad to Germany, Brazil, Indonesia.
Right.
Japan, et cetera.
Very small point, sir. These other expenses line item has moved up with the commensurate with revenue. Any one-off item that has been debited for this quarter, or this is a general trend depending upon the revenue, sir? On a top line of 958 crore, the other expenses are at 162. This line item has any one-off items exceptional, or is it the same, sir?
I don't know. One of them could be typically volume related in terms of dealer commission on the pig iron. As volume increases, it goes up. That's one. The second item is the power consumption in the foundries, which also is volume related. I think these are the two big components in the other expenses.
Sir, About our fuel mix, sir, what portion is captive? Please.
See, in our, you talked about fuel?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Power.
No, actually, last quarter was a very great quarter. If you look at power and fuel, we used to be, last year, second quarter was 4.5%, but this year, second quarter, we are at 2.5% of power and fuel. That's a phenomenal improvement, and actually, we also effectively reduced the employee-related expenses as a percentage of sales because of the growth in the volumes, and they really helped us in terms of maintaining the EBITDA and PBT in good shape. In spite of actually RMSP went up from 61.5% to 70.3%. Percentage-wise, it is 8.88% increase in the raw material costs coming as RMSP. But we got advantage in power and fuel from 4.5% to 2.5%, 2%, ERE from 5% to 3.4%, 1.6%, 3.6% direct between these two components and many other components affecting. That's why PBT as a percentage, which was 17.4%, came to 16.8%, effect of 0.6%, whereas RMSP effect is 8.8%. So, internal efficiencies in terms of productivity increase and in terms of controllable cost reductions in terms of power, fuel, employee-related expenses really helped us in mitigating the material cost and control the contribution.
So this power reduction from 4.5 to 2, the factors which are attributable are sustainable or was it one offset? What contributed to it, sir, the significant reduction?
It is because of better utilization of power generated from the COCO 1 and we expect it is a sustainable improvement.
Okay. Thank you for the elaborate answer, sir. And all the best to you, sir, and festive greetings for the festival. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Chetan Falke from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Chetan Falke, we are not able to hear you very clearly, sir. If you are in a speaker mode, please switch to a handset.
Yes, just a second. Can you hear me now?
Better, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Just two questions. One, have we added any new customers during the quarter or in last 6 months, per se?
Yeah, I just mentioned that we have added one new customer.
Okay, and is it a passenger vehicle, commercial vehicle, or tractors, if we can talk about it?
I think it is from the engine manufacturer's oblique tractors.
Okay. And just one more thing here. I think sometime back we spoke about getting into passenger vehicle castings as well. So is there any difference between the realizations for passenger vehicle castings vis-a-vis tractor castings or other engine castings?
No, no major difference. Basically, difference is, you know, the passenger vehicle castings block in it, they are Euro 6, little bit more complicated, water jacketed, and now tractors are also falling, but with a gap. So similar, but I would say passenger vehicle castings are more critical than tractor castings.
Okay, that's it from my end. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bharat Seth from Quest Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on good set of number.
Thank you, Bharat.
Sir, on casting side, when do we expect that debottlenecking to happen and so we can reach, 150,000 capacity you...
See, two, three important points. One is that
we had to complete the debottlenecking projects. I would say that most of them are in place, and some of them will get completed in a couple of months. That's why we are pushing all the teams to enhance the output and sales. Second thing is also this different sectors going up and down, though they are ready but cannot produce and sell because of certain sectors going up and down. That's why I feel that though we can produce theoretically 100%, but there are three foundries and there are many sectors. I expect 90% of this can be utilized, 1,35,000. I think we are geared up to do that next year itself, so that we utilize close to full capacity before the fourth line coming in.
Okay. And sir, this realization has improved QOQ also. So how much is on account of product mix? How much is on account of additional machining contribution? And how much is on account of the cost increase? If you can broadly, trend-wise, if you can explain.
No, basically, we are enhancing the machining, but our machining values are quite limited even today. Our machining value in the 6 months is about 15 crores. So it is yet to play a very significant role. We are at around 12-14% machining of castings. We have to increase, and that's on the how much is the impact of machining. And most of the price increase is definitely on account of major lion's share is on account of cost increase of the input raw materials. And all the new components what we are developing are definitely the better castings, Euro 6 castings, and they're at better pricing levels. So all the new additions will increase the sales realization improvement.
So that will be from next year onward or Q4 onward?
No, every quarter to quarter something is getting added. It is a continuous process, not a cut-off process.
Okay. And when do, how much in this quarter, pig iron contribution is from the Hiriyur plant?
I think we have added about 50 crores to EBITDA from Hiriyur.
Volume-wise, out of 1,39,000 is?
Out of 1,39,000, about 40,000 is in this quarter from Hiriyur.
Okay. So where, I believe at current, because still sinter plant is not in place and coal pulverization and the efficiency improvement, the measure we are taking is not reflected, and hence maybe pig iron margin is little lower than the overall our existing plant.
No, I think what has to be compared is not just quarter one. You have to compare with respect to stable operations of earlier years and earlier quarters. One has to see that pig iron and casting businesses, as we said that before this commodity cycle or commodity boom, we said that we were at 9% EBITDA. And we had talked about achieving 9-19 or 9-18% EBITDA in this business. And so I think one should not be keeping in mind only the quarter one results. Quarter one, where a combination of very low coal prices and increased pig iron prices, and I don't think that those are normal levels of EBITDA and profitability. Having said that, our vision and goal is very clear that we increase the output productivity and go to, say, 7 lakh tons of hot metal production and 200,000 casting production, and also move towards increased sales, and that should support us higher levels of profitability and EBITDA from all over business?
Once all these coke oven two and everything will be in a place, I mean sinter plant as well as coal pulverization, so we will be expect to gradually improve pig iron margin. Irrespective, I mean, so on the cost side, so one another market side, whatever I mean, play is a different game. So we expect to continuous improvement in the pig iron margin also. Is that fair understanding?
Absolutely. You know, we continue to be focused for pig iron cost, reducing the cost as one of the very key thing. Along with that, we get the benefit of productivity increase.
And that will be, we'll be ready with that in somewhere in the second half of the
next, most of the projects, what I mentioned, will all get completed within next 1 year.
Mrs. Bharat Seth, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bharat. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would request you to please limit your questions to two per participants. Time permitting, you may come back in the queue for a follow-up question. We'll take our next question. That's from the line of Sahil Sangvi from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Sahil.
Yeah, sir, congratulations on amazing performance on the turnover side, sir. I have two questions, sir. One, sir, once we get the forest clearance for the mine, sir, how long will it take for us to, you know, use the volumes which we extract from there? I just want to understand, sir, is it possible to get some captive iron ore this year, or will we get the major benefits from next year? So how much is the timing, sir, between getting the forest clearance and using the captive iron ore?
See, one of the aspects pending is forest clearance, but there are a couple of other intricacies along with the forest clearance. And it is possible to complete the all pending points in a couple of months and let's say in a quarter. And we can be left with one more quarter to use the iron ore. And per quarter, we require the current run rate is 50,000 hot metal production per month, what approximately into 1.6, 85,000 to 80,000 into 2.5 lakh ton I can consume theoretically in one. So, and our first year clearance is of the order of 2,50,000. In one quarter also, we can move all the iron ore and ensure that we don't lose anything what is permitted to us, even if we get full quarter. And then once we complete the first year operations of the mines, we can try and get the enhancement in the production to say up to 5 lakh ton or 7 lakh ton, but that is for the next year. So I would say that even substantial benefit can come if we are permitted to operate for one quarter, or we have time of at least one quarter to operate. So looking forward, let's hope the mines will get cleared. In one of the mines, we have already produce certain quantity and kept it, but without forest clearance being live, we cannot move it, so we are waiting for it.
Right, sir. Thank you. And sir, just a carry forward question on that. So for the next year, will we again need to apply for any kind of clearances to ramp up the mining output?
No, the forest clearance, once we get it, it is for the life of the mine. But, you know, the Bureau of Mines, which regulates the approval quantity, that definitely requires approval, but it's not a forest clearance or environmental clearance.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir. And my second question, sir, is that we have been seeing the the realizations for casting moving up substantially from the levels of 90 to 95 rupees per kg. We have almost come to 110 rupees now. So, sir, is there some any kind of upper cap or any kind of rules or regulations in the quarterly pass-on mechanism which limits the hike that we keep on taking? Because next two quarters also, sir, we will see coking coal and coke price hikes coming up. So, is there any kind of upper limit on this, or we continue to get this as per the raw material cost movement?
There is no cap. There is a mechanism of escalation or variance, and if there is an increase, there will be increase in the price. If there is a decrease, there will be decrease in the price of casting. There is no limit both the sides.
Thank you.
I hope I answered the question, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Yash Chandak, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations, sir, for a great set of numbers. I'm sorry, sir, if I missed this already, but could you please give a guidance on what was the volume for pig iron sales and what margin are we making right now, and what is the expected margin after all the projects which you have said will be completed in the next year?
No, basically, margins greatly depend on various commodity and market forces. When we complete the various projects, we are clear that we would increase the output from current level of current run rate of 6 lakhs to 7.2 lakh ton of pig iron. And the castings with the fourth foundry coming in, we will go up to 200,000 tons of castings. And another thing, as we are completing the project like center client, it reduces the lump ore consumption, similarly coke consumption. And definitely they have also the benefits of reducing the cost and thereby support us in improving the margins. And basically all out efforts are to maintain the kind of margins we have with the increased volumes.
So, sir, like you said, our PI and NSR right now, this quarter, we have realized 42,880, roughly 43,000. So,
hello?
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, your voice was low. If you can speak low, it will help me.
So, sir,
if you're on a speaker mode, please switch it to handset and speak.
Hello, sir. So, like you said, that our pig iron NSR for this quarter was roughly 43,000. So, what percentage are we realizing on that margin? Like 10, 20, 30? If you could give a indication on the pig iron side.
I think basically, I don't work with margin, what you say. I do not have those figures with me.
Okay,
sir. I don't have this split up of margin in casting, margin in pig iron. Don't work like that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, just two questions. In terms of, we have seen royalty increase for a lot of, in terms of iron ore for all of the manufacturers. So how's the competitive intensity for pig iron and the pricing because of that? Any implications on the marketplace that you're seeing? Any thoughts around that, sir?
On the royalty, I think, whatever iron ore we have used, they are all purchased from e-auction from the other mining companies, and whatever applicable royalty we have paid and then purchased, and already it has gone into the cost, and it is already into the cost, at least for our company. This is point number one. And point number two is currently, as you know, it's not only iron ore and iron ore royalty, it's also coal. So the cost pressures are there, but as you know, market I still don't see as very supportive, and hopefully it should improve coming weeks, and we expect that we should be able to pass on the cost increase intact on the pig iron, but right now we have not increased the prices for this month and last month. So there is a pressure of cost on us as we have not passed on fully.
Oh, okay. And so the other thing is, in terms of, you know, most of your projects that you have taken of that 700 crores of capex will be over in over next 12 months, and you will be generating close to 400 crores of cash flow every year. So any thoughts of the on the long-term, medium-term capital allocation, how to look at this?
I would only say that one is we have already taken up this 700 crores, and which we will complete these projects within next 1 year. So you can say about 350, 400 crores of spending this year and balance in the next year in terms of cash flow on the capexes. And we are, as we have already stated, we are definitely looking at valuation on pig iron in terms of either steel or in terms of ductile iron pipes. These are the stated aspirations. But we are also definitely looking at what else can be done. And I'm quite sure that we will bring out very innovative projects for KFIL to keep this company growing. And we would like to work towards our goal of making KFIL a $1 billion US dollar company.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhisar Jain from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. And congratulations for a good performance. Sir, my question is on Hiriyur. So can you mention that right now what is the lumps and fines mix that you are using at Hiriyur?
Hello?
Hello?
Your voice is breaking, sir.
Sir, is it good now?
It is better now.
Okay. Sir, I wanted to know that what is the lumps and fines mix at Hiriyur plant right now?
At Hiriyur, it is 100% lumps.
Okay. And so, sir, now since you are commissioning the center, you mentioned that 80% you will replace lumps with fines, is it?
70 to 80% we will replace the lumps by fines.
Right. And sir, so how much savings do you forecast on that? Because I think the price difference between lumps and fines will be more than 2,000 rupees per ton, if I'm not wrong.
I just mentioned there are three components of savings or cost reductions which should come. One is iron ore lumps going to fine, almost like 1.1 ton per ton of hot metal. Co-consumption should get reduced by almost 80 to 90 kg per ton of hot metal, and productivity increase of at least 2,500 to 3,000 rupees per ton. Minus side would be cost incurred in sinter making.
Right, right. And so this plant is already commissioned, or it is?
It is commissioned, but still major productions yet to happen. And we are in the process of fine-tuning the equipment and putting the sinter into use. I expect it should go to smooth operation from December.
Right, sir, right. And sir, second question, just from the previous question on that iron ore royalty front. So sir, just wanted to understand that once our captive mines start, you know, I understand there has been an inordinate delay in getting the approvals, Whenever we start that, we will also be getting the benefit of lower royalty because the captive mines have a lower royalty outgo versus when you buy from the third-party merchant miners, right?
Yeah, we will be paying the normal royalty, not higher royalty.
Right, and so that royalty difference itself is 150%, right, versus third-party sourcing and versus captive.
Two components. One is, I think, 15% is the regular royalty. And, of course, as we have taken these mines in the e-auction, whatever is the percentage of sharing, that goes to the government, 36% and 56%, whatever.
Right, sir. Right. That I understand.
It would be, hopefully, still be advantage compared to market price.
Surely, sir. And so second question is on the coking coal side. While you said that, you know, the spot blended average is almost $375, and we do have some lower cost, but still, sir, sequentially, since we will be seeing a decent jump in the blended cost for our input, versus H1, would it be fair to assume that the H2 coking coal cost would be higher by more than $120 to $130 for us?
Yeah, I think every month there would be gradual increase in the applicable coal prices because something is in shipping, something is in the port, and first come first consumption what we are booking. Subsequent months there will be increase in the effective coal prices which goes into the consumption. And it will go up to whatever we have booked earlier, goes up to $300 from maybe $150, $160 what has gone in September.
Understood, sir. And then just last quickly on the casting side, is the price hike still coming through, or there is a lot of resistance from the customers?
I couldn't get your question.
Sir, I'm saying in the casting side, are you able to still get the price hike, or is there resistance?
Yeah. As per the mechanism, we have been able to settle the prices with all the customers. Yes,
sure,
as per understanding. Yes, sir.
Sure,
thank you.
So, thanks, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Abhishek. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from Anubhuti Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Again, I think two sets of questions I'll be having. First is basically on the lag in respect of the price hike that we are taking. Now, is it because of some demand pressures in the pig iron side, or is it just wanted to understand the reason why there is a delay in this price hikes? Thank you.
Yeah, I think it is a question of demand and supply because of one, I would say that extended monsoon, and secondly, because of the months, the maybe festival season, also I think the pressure coming because of the too high prices of coke and pig iron. Some of the consumers could be looking at passing on to the customers that comfort before they start consuming or ordering the new prices. So there is the headwind.
Okay. And any timeline, maybe when we can expect
Mr.
the...
Interrupt. It looks like Mr. Gumaste's line is disconnected. We request you to please hold the line while we join Mr. Gumaste back to the...
Mr.
You may ask your question now.
Hello?
Yeah, please go ahead.
So just wanted to understand any timeline when we can expect this actual price hike to start again kicking in, when we can take these hikes?
In case of pig iron, there is no, fixed escalation mechanisms with customers, because these are very large number of customers, and it's typically based on the market condition. If the demand, supply and market is conducive, and then we are in a position to increase. It can happen any time. So there is no fixed timeline for it.
Understood. So again, I think the second set of question was on the balance sheet items. So on a half yearly basis, our receivables and inventories both have sharply gone up. 30 to 40% rise we have seen in both these components, with a corresponding increase in even the payables. So is it we will be seeing this as a recurring thing, or is it one off thing that the receivables are so higher? Thank you.
Yeah, I have checked receivables. The receivables remain 40 days. Last year second quarter as well as this year second quarter. Increase is because of the increased volume, and increase is because of the increased prices. As far as the inventories are concerned, last year we were at 35 days of inventory, and it's basically the input materials, not the finished goods. 35 days was last year, and this year is 31 days. I think these are normal levels. Increase in the value is because of the increased business. We have increased the output and sales by 97%. And so it's the corresponding increase, and there is no increase in terms of number of days.
Perfect. So we can assume these levels to sustain going forward also, right?
Yes. Plus minus, they will sustain as long as commodity prices remain high.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the floor back to Mr. Pallav Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Gumaste, for the very detailed answers to our questions. So, any comments from your end before we close the call?
Oh, I think thank you very much. I would like to thank all the analysts, investors, for their great interest in KFIL. I think it was a pleasure interacting with all of you. Thank you, Pallav. Thank you for conducting this call so smoothly. Thank you very much, and look forward to the next quarter. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.